best friends forever, just like Oprah and Gail King. Here's Corey and Joel.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright.
Okay, hey, it's our it's very festive, isn't it?
Ho ho ho, biatch.
That was the name of last year's Christmas show.
I know.
You gotta come up with a new line. We've done two Christmas shows, and you've opened them both with the same line.
Sure.
So
here comes Santa Sluts.
Well, that would be appropriate, wouldn't it?
Maybe. I'm packing you presents in your, I don't know.
This is the Belle and Sebastian Christmas sort of bootleg album. That
How about suck this reindeer's cock right now?
Okay. If you will.
Wait.
I'm not sucking any reindeer.
I don't know about
cock.
Whatever. We're filthy, dirty pigs.
Why?
It's our 100th show, and look how we started it in the toilet already.
Anyway, welcome to
How are you?
It's show 100. I'm going to pot down the Belle and Sebastian there. We'll play some. We got a good break song, I think. You picked out a
yes,
good,
sir.
Funny Christmassy break song.
Yes,
so.
We did.
Welcome in to show 100. It's the Corey and Joel radio show. We finally made it to our 100th show.
Yes, and let me say Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
To all our listeners overseas.
Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish
Let me
listeners.
Reach out to the multicultural audience that's come to enjoy this show and our endless use of the word coon.
I don't take responsibility for coon.
I know, but I just want to... Whoa, hey.
That's okay. Keep talking.
Yeah, I just want...
We've got headphone issues.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's good.
I want everybody to know that in this Christmas season, I'm filled with joy and love, and so is my big fat Dago friend.
Yes, absolutely.
And particularly, we're blessed by the return of an old friend of the Corey and Joel radio show. And it's Christmas time, so it's always nice to have your loved ones nearby.
Yes, it's good to catch up with old friends.
Our little helper. Oh, our little pixie-like elf. Here she is, folks.
Here
you might
is.
Remember her from long ago.
Yes.
If you weren't listening back then, screw you.
Yes, I got to get the actual show number. Let me pull that up here.
Shove a fistful of glass in your anus because you don't deserve to live.
Yes.
If you weren't listening.
At show 53.
53?
47 big shows ago.
All right.
Was. So, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know her, you love her. Here she is. Give it up for Nadia.
Hey, Nadia's
Hi,
back.
Hi, guys.
It's Nadia.
I'm back.
One of our greatest guests, and
yes,
got all kinds of reactions.
A Hall
to
of Famer,
crazy and, appearance, and it
only,
was
only one time she was on.
It was in January of 06. It was that long ago.
Okay,
it was January of 06.
It was yes, it was 11
oh, wow.
long months ago. You were on.
It was a year ago.
Yeah, it was almost
Lots
a full
happened
year,
in a year
ago. A lot has happened to you, and there were reasons you couldn't come in for a long time, yeah. and we'll talk about that. And
I think we can only handle you once a year.
And
yeah, that's probably it.
And our relations with our girlfriends could only sustain about one Nadia appearance
so
per year.
I'm not taking the blame for that one.
You're
the horny pigs.
I'm in so much trouble.
No, we're in trouble. Yeah. We're horny pigs. Okay. Look, the pig part we'll own up to, but horny,
you're
you
right,
own.
I own.
You own
I
the
definitely
horny,
own
honey.
Horny.
Believe me, I'm not the one...
I wonder if there is anyone hornier than me.
I don't
in
know.
The world.
You know what? We could make a contest out of it. I'm sure
we'd
have.
They call her Camel Toe.
We don't. You might call her.
What?
Oh. But she was. You were out of commission for a while, and it was very sad. And we talked about it when it happened. But even that was a long time ago now.
Yes.
That you were. And you tell
Ages
the story.
Ago.
I don't want to get into it. But if you missed, you got to listen to show 53. Nadia basically came in. She originally wrote us a letter. Now she knew Corey from years ago, but I didn't know you. And you wrote a letter in as like sort of an anonymous fan about how you wanted another dick in your ass. And I could probably find the letter, but if you listen
I
to show,
if he lubed his body with Vaseline before
that. He might have needed to with her, but she wanted. Another dick in her ass, and she wanted to come in.
And all I got was a spanking.
Yeah, well,
I mean, come
you never
on,
know.
You guys.
We've this show has moved on. You've talked about our better equipment, and we've also upped our...
better equipment? You mean you guys got the pump?
No,
the pump
it's not that.
Show?
No, my equipment's fine. But we've upped our sexual escapades on the show. Yeah, because unfortunately, while you've been away, we've had sort of
we've had surrogate hoes.
Yeah, we've had like a scab hoe named Cherry Brooklyn in here.
Yeah, we've
and, there's nothing wrong with Cherry Brooklyn. We like her. She brings it to the, you know, she brings it. She,
and we've had attempted other hoes, and
we had Laura in here and Penny and some other girls that
Do you have a Snoop Dogg hoes and hoes and hoes?
No,
little,
we don't have that. But
we don't have that.
We certainly
we do have this though.
Titties, ass and titties. Yeah, she's feeling it already. Yeah, because in fact, if you go to the website, you got to go to show 53, so go to the archive.
Oh, that's the drawing.
And there's the drawing.
Look at the
There's Nadia being spanked by Corey and her just doing a shot of Jaeger.
Joel's in nap scribbles.
I drew
cave drawings.
Joel attempt. See, she described a position that she wanted to. To be performed properly.
And it was something about like
and then Joel
reverse
to,
cowboy while I was
she Joel was like
that.
Tom Landry drawing
Is
up
that
the plays in the
no,
you would
in the
you
huddle.
Okay.
No, that's your reindeer fantasy going
no,
down.
No, no, this
on
was
me,
like the guy was you have to go to the show for the guy is laying down and he's fucking you in cowgirl position, I guess.
Reverse.
So you're turned around and then there's a girl sort of going down on you and him at the same time while you're getting fucked that way.
Right now you need the John Madden.
Yeah, we need the telestrator to sort of write on that. But you guys can go and see that on the show 53.
Man, I suck your dick real good, brother.
Yeah, she so she drew that out and I couldn't visualize it. It's still difficult. And but you can see there.
One day you'll be ready, Jedi.
Well, look how big your boobs are in that drawing, though. That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yes, very generous drawing.
That's high.
I gave you a full bush,
you
too,
her
apparently.
You gave her the Christmas
too.
Present
I think
early
on this,
gave her big
anyway.
Tits and those pictures.
So Nadia was here, and then she was away, and it was very sad. So why don't you tell everybody where you've been?
You're looking much better than you were last time I saw you.
I don't even remember the last time you saw me.
Well, I saw you in the hospital, and you were
okay,
dark.
Okay, I was completely
I saw you. I've
out.
Seen you after that, but out. You're looking good.
Well, explain yeah. why you were in the hospital. I mean, it's what I want to get you to tell
oh,
the story.
Oh, well, I went in. I have a... Kitties.
Shortly after doing our show.
Yeah, like a week or two later.
Yeah, I think I caught something.
really? Well, you didn't? Anyway, go ahead. You think you caught
Joel
something?
Joel used a lot of chlorine in that hot tub, so I don't know what you could have caught.
All right.
So I just went in for a totally normal procedure, and what happened to me was really bizarre. Like bacteria or endotoxin got in my blood. Basically, my whole system shut down, and I was just treading on barely any life at all.
Yeah.
For a really long time, and nobody ever survives from what I went through.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, keep
yeah, go
that
ahead
actually
it.
Sounds just like
is
oh,
the
I was
machines
hooked up to
keeping
20
you alive.
Machines, yeah. Oh. And I was drugged, I was sedated, I was paralyzed.
Oh, that sounds like Saturday night. But anyway, go ahead.
Right, right. I had they give you really good drugs in the hospital. I have to mention they're keeping them from us.
You know,
so you
and that's when Corey saw me. So I don't.
So you
even
were
remember.
In a coma, literally, like out of it.
Well, I medically induced.
Medically
one.
Induced coma.
She
yes.
was. She was really almost gone.
I look like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
It was actually very,
it was very weird.
It was very scary, and we went to the hospital a few times, and she kind of started to wake up, and literally her friends and including me. Up.
Oh, there
gone.
It is.
Oh,
there it is.
I broke the rule.
You sure did.
That's her phone. That's not a
man. Your pager being blown up.
Look at you,
girl. Look at you.
Stop it.
You got.
Like a,
is that your baby mama?
You got a
baby daddy? What is
my? No, it's my boyfriend's girlfriend.
Oh, it's your baby mama.
Wait, you got your boyfriend's girlfriend.
That's what I call him. It's actually his best friend.
Oh okay. Well, he doesn't.
Butt buddies. They're total butt buddies.
Yeah. Well, maybe he can.
I'm like Joel and I. Who,
yeah,
we're
all
never
men. Yeah, we're all men here. Yeah, but
so anyway, she's in the hospital. She's like in the bed, you know, plugged 4,000 tubes plugged into her.
Yeah,
almost dead. And her friends came in and put, like, pictures of themselves flashing up.
Yeah! It was my cousin and two of my best friends.
Well, we had a benefit show for you.
Yeah, we did. We have a benefit that Corey and I appeared at.
And, like, and girls were, like, popping their tops off to, like...
I have that effect on people.
I know. They were like, we gotta get Nadia back to health. So
it's what Nadia
let's see
would
some
want.
Titties.
Right.
And so they were whipping them out and, like... So the hospital room had like a whole wall. It was like
centerfolds,
like drawings of like children dead, it was like children's drawings, and then like titties.
Well,
it was a wonderful thing.
That might bring me if I'm ever in the hospital. You know,
yeah. Well, that
to,
might help me out. Yeah,
you know,
really.
Whatever. Yeah, bring that.
So
by.
Send in your photos to Corey. Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Yeah, email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
And you'll forward them right off to the hospital, right?
Yes, we'll send them right to you.
So. It was the best thing. It was like. here's mommy, I drew a bird flying for you, and then boobs.
But do we want like a naked Niels hanging up?
I don't
think
we want a Niels naked.
No, no, Niels, don't send a naked one in. But
Scuba Steve, keeping your pants.
Niels, how are you?
Oh, Niels is.
You never got to meet Niels. It's
I never did.
Yeah, we did
I
our live show not long after that, and Niels showed up and hung out with us. And I think because remember we mentioned you on that you were ill at that time. And wow. We did our live show. It was crazy.
So you made it back. It was really scary for a little while. Everybody was kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
It was pretty well. I know that my hospital room was packed. They said that there wasn't a time during visiting hours that someone wasn't waiting to get in to see me.
People were there a lot. Well, that's good. I came a couple times, and there was always people.
Yeah.
So yeah. You're
so it was really
character.
Cool though. Everyone really rallied around. I've been getting a lot of support since I came home. I mean, I still have a million doctor appointments every week. I feel like I'm 60. Growing old is definitely overrated.
No.
What I'm saying is, you hand out a couple bar bathroom hand jobs, and suddenly you got friends.
Yeah,
you know,
easy. Who I know everyone corrected the bathroom stalls, sent them right to my room at Harper.
Right to the,
yeah.
Okay. That's good. Any interns?
They changed the number
there?
To the hospital.
Oh, I had the hottest interns.
Yeah, who'd you have?
I had the hottest interns. Oh, they're excellent.
Like girls, guys, both?
Actually, all guys. There are a couple hot nurses, but
yeah.
The men were all like fit, tall, golden.
Oh, sure. It's the complete opposite of us, Corey.
And, you know, I have the urology problem, so they were always digging up in my cooch. It was so hot.
Wow.
I'd been laid up in the bed for months, right? I can't move. No one can touch me, you know?
I've
got
said
pictures
it before.
Of titties everywhere. I was like, yeah, swap.
Well, that's probably why all the guys wanted to go in there, because they're like, she's got all these naked pictures in there.
Oh, yeah, we had a custodian. One guy kept coming in every single day.
Yeah.
He'd spend 20 minutes cleaning my room.
You know, I've said it before. You can take the kidneys out of the girl, but you can't take the kinky out of the girl. That's,
yeah, it's still there.
But did you lose something like a gallbladder or something? Or
no, just a couple kidney stones. That was it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. But you're doing everything's okay.
But you had like organ failure and stuff, and it was...
I had multi-system organ failure. I had acute respiratory dysfunction syndrome.
Wow.
I was hemodynamically unstable.
Wow.
I toyed with
keep
the
talking
brink
sexy
of
like
no
that,
return.
Would you? Hold, slow down a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Corey, hit the lights. Let's
hematoma. Ooh, hematomas. Yeah. Anyway, but you're back. Look at you.
Yeah, that's good. Now, did they have to shave you down and everything for everything? Was everything?
I don't remember most of that. No, remember? The swabbing. I do remember.
Yeah.
The swabbing.
That's gotta be. But that was good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How big was the swab?
Oh yeah, like, the swabbing.
What did the swab look like?
Well, you know, they just take iodine and they
it's
use
like
their
a
hands.
Like
a hand job.
So it's on like a rubber. It's like a rubber glove.
No.
No, wait a minute. They didn't. How can a medical person?
Oh, it's iodine.
So if you put iodine on your hand, you can just stick it anywhere.
Well, they weren't operating.
Yeah, but I
think
they
would probably eat
when
the
they operated.
Glove.
They ate. Or
yeah,
they ate.
They
when
ate.
They operated, they ate.
No, wait a second.
This sounds terrible. No wonder I almost died in that hospital.
I'm thinking maybe I should go to the hospital.
Well, I mean, what are they? What, I mean, what do they put antibiotics on their penis and fuck you too? I mean, what are you talking about? They put iodine.
Wouldn't
on their
Wouldn't that
hand.
Be great if they just put that on the condom?
That,
they should just make condoms
a lubricated
like that.
Antibiotic
right,
condom.
Just put the penicillin right on there.
That well, might be the most effective delivery system. really.
Well, so
might have kept me from getting gonorrhea of the throat that one time, Corey.
What?
You what? I don't know. You
Nani?
Were you aware of that?
I was not aware of
well,
that.
Well, thank God for that. That's gone away though, right? Anyway.
What?
She clams up all of a sudden. No,
oh, I forgot I even mentioned
that. You'll get real good, brother.
Well, I know nothing
about it. It's good to have you back because you are if we would have died without hearing from you, now you can die in peace because we've had you back on. You can say your goodbye to our fans. I'm not trying to be grim or anything.
Are you guys trying to get me on the death pool? Is that what it is?
No, we are doing our draft.
Get my name
on the
death pool.
We're doing our draft in 2 weeks. Now, would Nadia count in being in the death pool? Just
well, we
personal
had,
friends of ours.
We had discussions
like,
about it when she was in the hospital.
Yeah, and, but like,
could we add her? Oh, that's hot. Oh, that's great. Thank
I thought
you.
I thought the
Thank
rule
you.
Was that if anybody in the death pool died, then automatically.
They lost automatically? Or did they win automatically?
They won, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. So if Bill Bouchard would have died,
yeah,
that's the only chance he has of winning, right? Sure, if he dies because he's so horrible
Who's
at it.
Who's ahead? I haven't been keeping
it
up.
Is a tie between myself and Kim.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it probably will end in a tie unless somebody dies in the next whatever 10 days here. So, but I rallied people. From behind. I rallied from behind. I was down all year, and I got the terrorist El Zarqawi died.
Oh, right.
And then I got Freddie Fender and Red Auerbach, and to both die, and it was wonderful.
Well, how morbid for you.
It was wonderful. It was
a wonderful time.
I'm so mad.
I couldn't have been happier.
You know, like Turner Classic Movies, which I watch a lot of because they show cool, you know, they show cool stuff on there.
Sure.
They've been getting really cool lately. But like late at night, like Rob Zombie's got a cult thing. And they show like Japanese movies and stuff I like. Anyway, they have a little segment like the people who died. Like a little tribute, you know, to remembering. And it was like people like Glenn Ford.
Yeah.
Who I didn't even remember was, I didn't even know was alive.
He was 93 or something. I think the first year I thought about taking him in 05 or in 04 when we played. And then, you know, I remember
Glenn Ford was like a big movie star in the 50s.
Right.
And
the first year we played, remember who I had, who you loved as a pick because you had no idea he was alive? Yeah. Was Joe Barbera. I had him in 05.
Yeah, and he just died.
And he died like 2 days ago. So it's very, I didn't pick him again this year. So there's a lot of people that now that I've played like the Death Pool for 2 years. I know. I've had a lot of people.
It pisses me out. And Red Buttons died, and you had him on the
Red
list.
Red Buttons died. I had him 2 years ago. So I'm
don't give up on guys, is what you're saying.
I'm trying not to, but yet, you know, do I really want Kirk Douglas for another year?
And guys like Vincent Schiavelli die, and you're like, damn it.
Yeah, who knew? Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Ed Bradley was a shocker.
Absolutely.
You look actually horrified, Nadia. And that's, it's amazing, for we've reached a moral boundary with you.
It's not a moral boundary. I just don't
miss three entries, you know.
No, I just don't gamble.
Miss all access backstage pass.
Yeah, but it's just the point.
I just don't get, like I said.
The gambling. Death pool, you can't
gambling.
Deal with that. It's not gambling. There's no money on it. It's for pride.
Oh, see, gambling's
it's
a sin.
It's for humor, yes.
Oh, I never said that.
You know, double anal's a Friday night, but gambling is a sin.
If double anal's a Friday night.
Well.
Wow.
Hey-o.
That'd be a, yeah.
Thank God it's Wednesday, Corey, or we'd have some work ahead
Woo!
Of us.
Lord Almighty!
I know. What is Wednesday? If that's
we'll figure that out. Wednesday, hump day.
What, did you forget you have a girlfriend, Corey?
Oh,
so
little Robo
Amy. Anything goes on Wednesday. That's
anything
cool.
goes Wednesday.
Up.
Wednesday, wild Wednesday. Actually, we're going to get into that later. I have a little. You probably haven't been listening to the show, but I have a little. Corey over here. You
know no double anal, but we will spoon.
You hear that? What? You don't hear that? You know what that is. Corey knows what that is. We'll get to that later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
It's a little. We got is a little.
We have a little.
What
surprise.
A clue you've given us.
We have a surprise for
that?
You. It was a surprise for you. You know what that is.
Okay.
You know what we're doing later. Anyway, we'll do that after the break.
Joel got a wooden penis.
sweet.
Much like George Washington had wooden teeth, Joel got a wooden penis for Christmas.
It's a piece of oak with burls and knots in it.
Did it come from like Costa Rica or something?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Brazilian mahogany.
I'd like to, by the way, I'd like to say Mazel Tov to my Jewish friends.
Yes, the Jews.
It's Hanukkah.
We're in the middle
happy,
of Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, Jews. And,
L'chaim.
They love our show because it's free, so happy Hanukkah. And,
yeah. Whoa,
hey. You know, whatever. What am I going
to
do?
And to anybody who's practicing Kwanzaa, I'd like to tell you to fuck yourselves for that bullshit made-up African phony holiday.
John Tortolot tells his joke. Yeah. Happy fucking made-up holiday.
Yeah. Well, it's like. It is totally. They cooked this stuff up in the 70s.
It was
or something.
A college professor who invented it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then they're like, "Well, it's based on African."
A college professor invented it.
A college professor invented Kwanzaa. Yeah, and it was like some black studies professor in some college in the 70s. Some hippie fuck.
But they're like,
and he invented this whole thing. Yeah.
But it's based on African traditions, and I'm like, that's funny because the only African tradition I'm familiar with is let's kill all the Hutus with a machete.
Right, right.
So instead, we light candles and talk about Maya Angelou.
Sure.
I don't know.
Let's circumcise our women. That would be one of the Kwanzaa.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do in Africa,
no,
though,
they
right?
give you get a name and you get a candle. Hopefully you
for
don't get
Kwanzaa?
A girl name like my friend Thomas. He got a girl name.
He celebrates Kwanzaa?
Well, he got tricked into it one year.
Is he a black guy?
Yeah.
You know, I do love Kwanzaa because I get to hear all the traditional Kwanzaa songs.
You got some there? Oh, this is a great one. I love this
that's
one.
That's racist as hell.
This is great.
Yeah. Isn't it great we all sit around we all sit around the fire and tell stories about our ancestors.
Put your dashiki on and dance around to this.
It's great, man.
You got any more Kwanzaa music in there?
It's like Grandpa tells that story about how Luke Skywalker fucked this one bitch one time. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Shake that ass, bitch.
Oh yeah, this is a big
Kwanzaa favorite.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see.
We should do, you know what? That's next week. We'll do a, we should do a Kwanzaa show.
This is the jam. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, the white girl can enjoy that, too. It's okay.
Even white girls got a show.
Yeah, even white girls, you know.
We should, we, no, you know what? We're going to do our Black History special.
We are going to do a Black History Month.
So special. We'll have Black History Roundtable.
Another thing we're promising.
I love Black History Month. Yes. I really, that's like, Martin Luther King's birthday is the only day I really celebrate.
It's the shortest of all months. and that's a good time to celebrate the achievements of
Black people.
It's
a good time to reflect.
Reflect. I just think that Moms Mabley and Slappy White don't get the credit they deserve on Black History Month for really changing the world as we know it.
That's what you want to bring up?
Yeah, I want to celebrate Moms Mabley and her...
Do you?
My husband's so ugly, he hurts my feelings. You know, I want to celebrate good comedy like
that. You want to celebrate the invention of Cheetos? Is that what you want to... What?
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Flaming Hot Cheetos. That's the Flaming Hot version.
Oh, I'll totally bring Uncle Ray's chips. You know, the rap chips.
The rap chips,
the
yes.
Rap
chips.
Chips are great. We need some
rap chips.
I
love rap chips.
I don't know if you can find these where you are.
Yeah, we used to get them in Hamtramck, right? Yeah,
I'm just saying, I'm talking to the listeners. If you live in, like, you know, Kansas, good luck. But if you live in anywhere reasonably hoodie, and Germany, you know, doesn't count. So, but, go, I don't know.
The Schwarzers aren't allowed to have
What's the hood in Germany? Do you got to go to like Poland or something to be the hood or what?
No, they go to Detroit.
Oh. I don't know.
That's true.
Germans go to Detroit.
Detroit is the international
hood.
Well,
the northern towns in Germany are the industrial towns. Yeah. So like places like Hamburg and that maybe.
Leipzig.
Yeah.
Danzig.
Yeah. But
there's a town called Danzig.
Right. But you know, there is like you can get the hood. The
like
hood.
The band.
The rap snacks are like what? Oh. What do we have? We had...
The barbecue.
Like iced tea.
Oh, wait, they have names. Yeah, iced
yeah, it's
tea
like there's
barbecue.
An iced tea chip, and there's a...
I think like...
You had a Sir Mix-a-Lot chip, didn't you?
I think Fitty got some chips.
50 Cent has his own chip, so yeah, rap
you know,
snacks.
Coolio got like Coolio Ranch.
Yeah, Coolio Ranch. Yeah, that's good.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, so you can go down to the hood and get the rap snacks. And
Uncle Ray's. And there's like 21 stories he tells about his family and the business. It's insane.
Now, is that the cartoon where the little bluebird sings to the black guy? And,
the tar
oh, that's
baby?
Uncle Remus.
That's
I'm
song,
sorry.
Song of the
You're
South.
Talking about the Tar Baby?
I love Song of the South.
This show's going in the toilet. Let's
I
talk about sex again. This is
you can't little... you can't find Uncle you can't oh. find Song of the South. They pulled that from the Disney catalog.
They did pull it from the Disney catalog.
I think I have the record at home still. I'm a sinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I did when I was a kid. I had no idea. Like you know, Br'er Rabbit was playing with the Tar Baby, and I had no idea what that meant.
No.
And I just was like, "Oh, it's a cool cartoon."
Right. It's like a drip of tar. Ooh, look.
I know.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who
no.
knew?
No, that's a Negro.
Oh.
That's a dirty Negro.
Well, where did the show go wrong? Corey starts playing Kwanzaa music.
I don't
and
know.
And immediately, all right, let's get back to some highbrow right. entertainment.
Yeah. Let's keep talking about getting swabbed by some intern.
Let's talk about the intern's finger in your cooch again.
Oh, well.
Yeah, let's take the tone up a notch. Oh, so did you get an enema in the hospital?
No.
But you want a bag and all that stuff probably, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oof.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? Bags of poop.
I had,
cool.
I had, when I woke up, I had, and this is after a month and they'd have taken away machines, I had 15 machines when I woke 15 up.
15 machines, wow.
15.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really fucking annoying. It was like a different cell phone ring, like every 5 minutes. So annoying.
Like something like would go off and someone would have to come in and write down the number and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right. Well, like if anyone, you know, lives in a city, they hear the car alarms going off one after another when the muffler comes through. It's so annoying. Yeah. Yeah. I lived like that for a whole month. It was
good God.
Tragic. So let's not talk about that. Let's
Sorry.
Talk about...
Let's talk about happier times.
Let's talk about the bill. That'll cheer you right up.
The bill?
Yeah,
oh,
what is that? What's going on with that?
My bill for the room was over $1 million.
Really?
Just the room.
The hospital room.
Just
$1 million.
Crackdown hospital.
Let me tell you, the food.
Yeah.
Worth
how
every
long,
penny.
How long were you in the hospital?
69 days.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that's an appropriate number. It's a good figure.
And most of it was like in the intensive care unit.
Are you seriously? It was $1 million.
$1 million?
How do you pay for $1 million?
You can't even afford
bill.
To die anymore.
Yeah, like what? I mean, you should have died. You wouldn't have a bill. What are you going to send that to?
Oh, I don't have a bill anyways.
You don't have a bill? No, it's all just...
No, it's not all paid for, but most of it was paid for. My insurance paid
Your
most
insurance
of it.
Your insurance paid for most of it. That's very good. That's good. Yeah,
there's some testing, you know, I know, in America. I know.
You should have gotten sick in Canada, and then they would have, you know. They would have taken me. Care of the whole
taken
thing.
Forever.
Yeah, maybe. That's true.
I hear there's lines.
Yeah, you would be waiting in a line probably, but
with
know.
The ICU.
It's
with
free,
IV
but there's a line.
Up.
Yeah, some hockey player would get his eye stitched up in front of you, and then you drop dead.
Well, you get unlimited free medical coverage and maple syrup, so it's
that's
exciting
right.
in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in the hospital, they actually serve you a moose head with your meal in the Canadian
yeah.
hospital. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You mean out of a moose head?
No, a beer. It's a brand of...
Oh, it's...
Yeah. Molson would have worked just as well.
A moose head's a little more of an obscure
Canadian
beer.
Because I was thinking, you know, there's right. sushi. You could get, like, the fish head.
Should we
take
maybe two of that,
have that in the...
Yeah, try that.
Try that again. All right.
I'll accept Molson.
All right, let me try this again. Nadia, did you know that in the Canadian hospital, you actually get a Molson Canadian with your meal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
pretty high. I was begging for whiskey.
Were you really?
Yeah.
When they give
yeah.
you
in fact, yeah.
Did you have a drip or anything? Did you have like a painkiller thing? No.
No, I didn't get the button.
Yeah. Oh, the button's the
they
best.
They never gave me the button.
They can't diagnose you with a little cancer you know, while you're
I
in there.
I can't take morphine.
Oh man.
I know, and Mama. I can only take the good stuff.
Yeah.
won't let me in charge. They won't let me be in charge.
A couple days ago, my dad fell off the ladder trying to clean leaves out of the gutter.
I'm sorry. We're both laughing.
I know. It's hilarious.
It's like your dad.
Oh, I think we can laugh at his dad falling.
It was like I was busy, and I was. It was like, hey, can you come? You know, they. They wanted me to come, like, clean the gutter out, right? And I
well,
couldn't do it.
Well, that's the best. You're the reason he fell off the ladder.
Well, because I couldn't do it. My dad, but here's the thing. My dad, like, you know, now he's old and moving kind of slow, and he's had medical problems. But he couldn't get on a ladder in 1979 and not fall off. You know, he always sucked on the ladder. He was always, like, clown ass. So it's like, so he goes up and falls off a ladder by himself and then somehow manages to get in and go, oh, I think I hurt myself, son. I'm like, really? And so anyway, I thought he broke his arm, but it turned out he just had a contusion, but a bone bruise. He was banged up a little bit.
That's horrible.
So they give him a prescription for Vicodin.
Oh, well, there you go.
And he's like, you know, yeah, it's
Corey, right. Let's go set up the ladder.
And he like didn't go get the prescription until today. And it was like, he fell on Monday and I'm like, get that goddamn Vicodin.
Yeah, if he's not in pain.
Because if you don't finish
days.
It, I will.
Yeah. Or you'll sell it.
Some, yeah.
Really. For better drugs.
Take a couple on New Year's Eve and have a good time.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely.
Give it to some girl on New Year's Eve.
Yeah?
I don't need
that. I bet
that.
You could do that.
I don't need, honey.
You're going to need some, you're going to do stretching tonight, you know. Nice workout.
Is that what you're looking forward to? So,
on New Year's Eve, I wish someone would slip me a Vicodin.
Yeah.
Well, you wish someone would slip you a Vicodin on President's Day, yeah. Arbor Day, you know, any day of the week, really. Oh.
Yeah, but that hasn't stopped. Right?
I don't.
The whole like you're as horny as ever. Am I right about that? Or did
yeah,
it stop
it's
for
really
a little bit? Or did it?
Oh,
did it
no.
go down? No,
nope, didn't
nothing.
Stop at all.
No,
nope, hit so on my you, doctors. I was,
but what do you do in the hospital though? I mean, is there any
can you
way
get a
to,
libidodectomy?
No.
But what can you do in the hospital? Can you like take care of yourself in the hospital, or is that not even possible?
No, actually, I had like a stroke and stuff, and I had some problems from just being sedated for so long.
Okay.
That I didn't have motor skills.
You sure.
Do I make you a little horny?
Yeah. But did it?
Plus being in the ICU, I always had a nurse.
So
like,
yeah.
Watching.
So,
me.
But what? So that's at some point though, you can though again, right? Or some point you can do that again. Like that comes back.
What do you? Oh well, I mean, since I got home, hell yeah.
So you had to wait till you got home.
I was like,
but so
phew,
you,
like,
yeah,
just,
so. So that, but that yeah. must have been great then, right?
Well, no, actually, it was really horrific and humiliating.
No, really?
Yeah, I couldn't move.
Was it very
much.
Gimpy sort
yes,
of orgasm?
It
was sort of retarded.
Yes. So.
But you know,
pussy ain't nothing but meat on the bone. Fuck it, suck it, and leave it alone.
Well, that's, thank
See,
you, Rob,
I mean,
for
that's,
that.
What does that have to do with
it's
anything?
A
well, you know,
he just likes to drop
I'm
in.
Just saying, you just slap that thing and get it over with, and we'll worry about your orgasm later.
Right, right.
Oh,
right,
wait.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm being callous right. and I'm feeling.
No, but that's important,
no,
though.
True.
I mean, because who knows if it's. You know, because I would be worried if I.
It could be your last one.
Yeah, you never know if
I
it's
know.
Your last...
That's how I was feeling.
You never know
like,
if it's...
we better do this now.
And you never know if it's going to be the same. You never know, you know, what's
right
going on.
Now.
So, because I'm telling you, I swear to God, I would come out of surgery with a boner. I'm the horniest guy. I cannot, you know what I mean? I could have like a heart transplant and I would have wood.
Well, it's well established you jerk off to knitting shows. So
I do not. I've never jerked off to a knitting show, but I'm very horny, and I constantly need it. And
masturbation is great for you. You should do it before you go for any kind of test. You should do it before you have any kind of like job interview or meeting.
Sure. So I like to do it right in the waiting room before that. That's right.
It's the
on your lunch break. You should do it after.
So
school.
You ascribe
during the radio show, whatever you feel necessary. Will you? Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
I feel like we should have gotten
those lights. We're going to take a break anyway in a minute.
I feel like we should have gotten her a present.
Oh, she's getting one. Hold on. You don't even know. Can you finish in 2 minutes and 49 seconds?
I feel like we wasted a present on Cherry Brooklyn.
No. We'll get
me a machine, too. I'm into those lately.
We'll see what we got for you. But anyway, I think, is it break time? Let's plug a couple things if we can get away from Nadia for 2 seconds here.
Oh, you want to plug a couple things?
Oh, no. Here's what I want to do. I want to talk I want to talk about a new feature. I sort of rejiggered the website. I don't even know if you saw this, Corey. But
did you?
If you go to CoreyAndJoelRadio.com, on the right side of the page now, there is a new...
I've been posting on autopilot for months.
Corey hasn't looked or touched our website in forever, or our forum for that matter.
I was on the forum.
He is on the forum. You guys can go see. We have a new thing called the core. It's called, and this is inspired by our listener Jim, our great listener Jim.
Yes.
And it now says, if you want to donate and help buy our lunch, there's a button on the website.
Absolutely.
And you can click on that. It's for you. It'll send us a. You can send us a little PayPal payment.
Frankly, we're fat and we like to eat.
Exactly.
So, we go through a lot of money for lunch.
Jim was very gracious and said, here's some money for lunch. So Jim sent us some money.
Terrific.
Now, if you want to send us money, and you don't want to, I've called it our lunch fund, but that's like in quotes.
Yeah.
So if you want to send us money, say you wanted to buy Cherry Brooklyn a new vibrator. Send us money and put a tag in there. Maybe get
how
something.
How about you
want
to buy Nadia something?
Buy Nadia a dildo or something. Then you can send that money.
How about Mexican?
A Mexican. She needs a Mexican. I don't know what that goes for nowadays.
Well, you never know.
But if you wanted to send us money to buy anything for the show, if you say, hey, guys, get this or whatever, send us a little tip. It can be any amount of money. You just type in the amount you want
to
send us.
We are going
and you can do it from anywhere. Well, we're just saying.
Mexican.
I'm just saying.
Listen to you.
That's Nadia. If you want to send Nadia a Mexican, you can send us
I was
going to
say one of those little rabbit deals, but
No, I'll just go straight for the Mexican.
I'll go right for the Mexican. Well, that's too bad.
I hear they work cheap.
Really?
And they do dishes.
Yeah.
You want an Italian? Anyway.
Hi-oh.
Anyway, you guys go to the website. All check right. that out. You can send us some PayPal. Send us a little tip if you've enjoyed 100 shows. 100 free comedy
100
shows.
100 big shows,
you've
folks.
You've got them. If that's worth it, even if it's worth a penny a show, then send us a dollar. Whatever you're going to do. Remember that PayPal takes 3% and figure that out.
Like televangelists
but,
now. We're gonna start,
I don't know.
I want you to reach down and send me some money.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Jesus loves to hear two fat men talk dirty.
But it's sort of like it's a,
do it for the law.
It could be like the PBS auction. You know,
the little baby Jesus love.
I wish I had a tambourine.
I know.
Well, maybe like you could donate and you get to a certain level and then you'd get the tote bag.
Well,
and then if you give us a certain level,
we'll
send you the coffee mug.
I think we should have the Golden Titty Club. And
you can, my titty fund. I'm still saving up for
you. Oh, for your boob job? Really?
Right.
Are they that bad?
Yes.
They're all right. They look
I think
from
we
here.
Should have a little contest, and the winner will receive a hot tub party with some of our
you
guests.
You still have to pay off Joseph for writing the Craigslist entry.
That's
or not
true.
The Craigslist entry, the Craigslist
Wikipedia
entry. The Craigslist entry, that was my
How
own
could,
thing.
You know what? Speaking of Wikipedia, quickly.
Yes.
They deleted his post about us.
About us, but there's a Dawn and Drew page.
But there's a frigging...
A Nobody Likes Onions page. A bunch of douchebags.
Those assholes.
Ripping us off anyway. Anyway, let's play a song. We've got... Corey's got a great song from Belle and Sebastian.
Sure do.
Christmas. We're going to come back with Nadia. We've got a very special surprise for her after. It's a little game we're going to play.
Yay!
And we'll get to that.
A James Brown classic.
Oh, this is a... Yeah, you're going to love this. Guys, listen to this and we'll catch you back.
Go straight to leave it all for Mary. They seem pretty for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto.
I go straight to the ghetto.
All right, we're back here. Yo, it's Corey and Joel.
Happy New Christmas.
This is our Christmas, little Christmassy Christmas show. And
well, sort of. It's our pre-Christmas
It's our
Christmas
pre-Christmas, but, you know, people can be listening to this on Christmas. It's a couple days before here.
And what a present to unwrap.
Well, it's not yet.
The Corey
on,
and Joel
great.
Show.
It's fantastic.
We'll be unwrapping our present as soon as the show's over.
You keep that wrapper on.
Our present's wearing a shirt. She's wearing two shirts today. Notice that.
Yeah.
You can see through this other one underneath, though. I could take
near-death experience.
I don't believe you, yeah.
She suddenly calmed down.
Let's see, you're in a nun's habit to come in here. Like, oh, okay, my wild days are over.
Oh.
But no, it's not the case. In fact, it's
I
so,
just have to be realistic,
I understand
guys.
That.
Just have
fine.
To have a,
We're getting
know,
older.
Realistic.
It's okay, baby.
No, that's good, because we're still, Corey and I still have a good time, though, and we like to enjoy the show, and we had Cherry Brooklyn
I don't know
Brooklyn
what you're
on.
Implying
no,
here.
No, I'm just implying. When we had Cherry Brooklyn on, we went out, and we, for her birthday, we bought her
sure.
a vibrator, and we also added what should be quickly become a staple of the show, I think.
Yeah.
That was a big hit, and I'll show these to Nadia here. This is, I was wondering if you would mind indulging us in a little game here.
Okay,
so we got these. I hope you're down with this.
Oh,
yeah.
Can I say
these
what
are the,
they are? Can I
these
say
are,
what
yes,
they are?
These
they're sex dice.
They're the Hustler side. Well, yeah, we did these on the show a couple
oh,
weeks
Hustler.
Ago.
Oh, Hustler. I went to their store when I visited Cincinnati.
Okay, yeah. They have a few shows down
you know,
there.
You know, that's weird that in Cincinnati.
I found here. What you should do, though.
Cincinnati's the straightest town, except that's where Larry Flint was from.
I figured out if you roll them in the plastic, it works better, because you can lose the dice very easily.
Guaranteed
yeah, the problem
you'll
of
get
losing.
Lucky tonight.
Now, wait a minute. The rule, but we have to set up the rules of the sex dice, okay?
Use it like a Pop-O-Matic bubble.
Well, you have to determine who you want to do whatever the act is.
I'd like
then
to,
you have to roll the dice.
I'd like to apologize to Jim, who said we had too many whores on the show.
Well, she had a medical crisis. So that's what we're talking about. We're not really talking about
I know.
About
this is like a make-a-wish.
This
I made
is,
a
really,
wish.
She made a wish to come
foundation.
Back on, and my wish was for you to roll the sex dice. And, No, so anyway, we're
oh,
here.
You're a trip. Oh, you're
well,
a
you have to remember,
treat.
You know, who do you want? Like, whatever is going on. You
Jesus,
know, there's,
please send me.
Just so you know,
dildo.
There's two dice. There's two dice. Sing the dildo Christmas song. Go ahead.
No, I don't know a dildo
okay,
Christmas song.
Okay, we'll make
song.
One up.
I just.
Freestyle. But here's the thing.
All I want for Christmas is two hung teens.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're going to roll the dice now. Whoever you. Now, remember, there's a part of your body, and then there's an act that is performed on the part of your body. And then there's also wild, which it says, you know, wild can be any part of the body of your choosing or the other person's. Now, whose choosing is it? Is it the person rolling the dice or the other person's choosing?
I don't know.
I think it's the person rolling the dice gets their choosing, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you and I
like,
choosing?
You're bleeding the fun out of it.
I'm not. I'm just establishing the rules. So okay, no one, no one
roll
gets
your dice there.
So you can roll the dice. You can choose what you want done to you or who and what.
Well, who wants to go first?
Well, I'll do whatever you want me
to
do.
No, you're first. You're going.
But you're
going
to roll
well,
first.
Well, I'm rolling. He's going first, though.
Okay.
I'm going first. You have to roll them both, hon.
I know.
I think Joel's going solo
I'm
on this
sorry.
One.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we're rolling both at the same time, though. It's right. More exciting. What do I got to do to you?
Fondle my chest.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Should I come over there, or would you like to come this way? How would should we do that?
I'm not moving.
You're not moving. Okay. No. Well, she's infirmed. I'll understand that. All right.
Sure.
So how are we going to do this fondling of the chest here? Let's see.
Gently.
Gently? You want it gently?
First.
Okay, what's up to you? And how long should this last, Corey? What's the official... Do you want to be the official timekeeper of the
yeah,
chess?
Go ahead.
Will there be music?
Right, Corey, play some sexy music.
You
got to
turn me up then.
Play some sexy chess fondling music.
All right, let me.
Do you have some chess fondling
music?
Will
there be pictures?
Sure. If the big gorilla can take a picture of it, sure. All right, here you go. The camera's ready, and this is.
It was a foot massage. A foot massage is nothing. I give my mother a foot massage.
Just laying your hands in a familiar way on my spouse's new wife.
All right, well, we're not...
is it as bad as eating her pussy out? No.
Right, so am I
going to... It's the same fucking ballpark.
Whoa, stop.
So
right
do I unbutton this first eye garment? This is sort of like a... This is a corduroy...
It's snapped together. You can just put
I can pull... Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Pop.
Okay, I'm popping. Hold on.
Pop.
Oh, ooh.
Pop. It's almost done. Okay, it's off.
Okay, so that thing is...
Yeah, just pull it aside.
And then what about this second shirt? What happens here?
The second shirt?
Yeah.
It's kind of silky.
And there's a bra. Let me feel it. Oh, yeah. I can see the bra underneath.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's... Is that
I mean,
fondling?
How talented are you? Can you one-hand it?
One-hand there?
You know, the unsnapping the bra. Oh, does this count in the game? Because you're not fondling anymore.
Oh,
maybe you should keep fondling. Try multitasking.
I believe we.
Oh my God! Oh my God! It is second base. It's
all right,
second base.
3, 2, 1, and away.
Okay. Well, folks.
Right.
Totally second base.
You challenged if I could do a one-hand bra undo, and I did.
Yes, you came through.
Don't challenge my one-handed bra handling skills,
yeah.
Honey. Please.
Oh, I think you're going to have to fly solo on this one, Joel.
Well, Corey, you might get something less. Now, maybe should Corey roll the...
Corey, who are you
going to pick? Or maybe I could return the...
Joel,
I could roll the dice.
Hey, Joel, you go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I'll roll the dice and not you'll return the favor. No.
It's your turn.
But there's things in here like, you know, tickle my foot and, you know, fondle my lips that aren't as... I mean, that was full on. I mean, that was like, you know, that was prom night right there, what I just did here. So I'm... The other things may not be as graphic, so
God, I should have
gone to prom.
Those were total playground tactics.
That yeah, was that great. Was that was like you know
pretty old.
Look, she's
school.
She's all readjusting herself over there. It's, all, yeah. It's okay. All right,
I think that's a new experience for you.
I'm rolling my dice here. Here we go. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. 3. Here we go.
Have a drum roll.
I don't know.
You know, we used to have a drum roll.
That Corey. It's somewhere.
I lost the
It's
drum
somewhere
roll.
In Corey's recycle bin.
I mean,
honest.
This isn't even. This game isn't even that exciting. Just roll it.
All right. Oh, this is Fondle My Ass. I'm sort of disappointed by Fondle My Ass, but, you know,
well,
this is only turn one, and there's we're going to play Double Jeopardy. Right. Where the
I have some music for this.
You have Fondle Ass fondling music?
You kind of have a tight ass.
Turn it, up, Joel.
Look at your ass.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hold on.
Crack. You totally have plumber's crack.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. A little squeeze. That other cheek is feeling lonely right there. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. Ah! Ooh. That's good. That's good. How about just like a firm rub?
Oh, that you want a rub?
Yeah, a firm rub and a little spank is good. Okay. All right. All right.
I can't believe I'm being photographed.
Yeah, this is fondling my ass.
This is pornography.
We are.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, I want you to know
what, will happen next.
The Corey and Joel radio show is blocked by every internet censoring software you can get. Our show is actually illegal.
We wanted to do a show for the troops in Afghanistan.
Was I too rough with your ass?
No, it was nice. It was fine. No, it was good. I kept my pants on. I mean, and maybe, you know,
the USO,
maybe I should have taken them down, but, you know, whatever. I don't, you know, I wasn't maybe comfortable.
We were going to go.
Are you disappointed that I left my pants on?
We were going to go to Kandahar.
Okay, well, we'll think about it. Corey,
I'm not taking this game.
I think it's your turn. I think it's your turn to roll.
I think it's time to move on to another segment.
And I know we're going to play sex games. I would have brought Dr. Ruth's game. No,
this is a great game.
We could have turned on Dr. Phil too.
Oh, this is a great game. Do you want to roll?
First of all,
read Dan Savage.
Let me tell you something right now. There's no dick softener better than Dr. Phil.
Yeah, dick. Okay. Yeah, there's no.
Soon as Dr. Phil starts talking, that's my.
The ladies love him.
I turtle up.
What is your? What makes you think that is okay now, to come on a radio show?
Now, Nadia, you almost died, and now you're grabbing a big Italian booty. What do you think is right about that?
You let a talk show host take your bra off with one hand.
I mean, that's you know.
Well, I have a lot to learn, I guess.
Okay,
well, that's good.
Well. Come on over here, and I'll teach you a lesson.
But I think there is a spank in here, but you haven't gotten spanked.
Well,
is there not a spank? There really isn't a spank.
We should load these dice.
There's a suck. Well, there's a tickle. Do you want to roll again? And Corey can, you know, we'll see what Corey's limits are. Corey's,
right,
you know,
we'll go ahead.
A serious relationship. Corey's going to.
It's a theater of the mind.
We'll yeah, sure.
All right.
Corey's going to roll the dice, and you're gonna have to do something.
It's like a pop em.
No, it doesn't work that way. They don't rattle. It sucks that they don't, but.
And
here we go. Corey's going to roll.
Here we go.
But oh, she's got to wild your foot, Corey. You got to wild his foot.
Yeah, we're going to re-roll.
No, come on. I didn't get to re-roll. I only got the... All
right.
She's going to wild your foot.
Wild my foot.
You're going to get away with your foot being wilded. Oh, now. Oh, this is where Joel becomes the Ansel Adams of podcasts here. Hold on a second. Look at this. Camera. Oh,
I'm not into feet.
You're not into feet.
I'm not into feet.
Well, that's.
Okay. I could give you a nice foot rub.
Oh. That's a nice foot rub.
You know, I played the foot massage.
It was a foot massage. Yeah, exactly. Foot massage is nothing. I give my mother a foot massage.
How is that foot massage, Corey?
It's okay.
It's okay. But, you know, that's what happens. You have a few dud rolls.
It's not very spirited.
You have a few dud rolls, and then,
I could put the, should I rub them on my, should I rub your feet on my tits or something? Are you into that? I could piss on them.
It's a wild.
Sure.
I mean, the wild is you can do whatever you want.
Oh, I should have pissed on
you. You should have pissed
on
Corey's feet.
Pissing on feet is one of the greatest inventions. That's why our democracy is strong, frankly, because we have a country in which girls can pee on feet, and we celebrate that. Kwanzaa is all about pissing on feet. I don't know if you know, that's the fifth day of Kwanzaa.
That is.
They all piss on each other's feet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an ancient tradition of the Maasai tribe.
Is you rolling again? Let Corey
cleansing.
Do something to you. Rolling Corey.
Eastern Africa.
Rolling Corey will do something to you. Oh, kiss her lips, Corey.
Which lips are we referring to?
Well, well, there is a roll that
put
would be
that camera away,
between my said. Legs. Oh, very nice.
That's it. All
very
right.
Nice.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Well,
so now that you've recovered, what are your plans going on? What's going to happen next?
I'm going to try and get my physical therapist to build me a fucking machine.
Okay. All right. Sure.
Yeah.
He's done a really good job with me. Like, I can walk, and it only took like a month, and I got my ass back. My ass used to be really flat.
Yeah, your ass looks good. Your ass looks good. You're wearing some tight jeans. I like it.
So he's like Dr. Frankenstein, and now he's going to get in the laboratory and create
like
a monster.
Is he like the guy on Amazing Race that built his woman a leg?
I love that guy.
Did you see that show? Did you ever see that?
No, we call him the mechanic, though.
Did he? Well, this guy, like, this chick was born with, like, one leg, and she fell in love with, like, her prosthesis doctor. And this prosthesis doctor was, like, and then they were racing all over the world, and the doctor, like, lacked the skills to fix her leg. Which needed, like, what did it need, Corey? It needed oil or something?
It was a hydraulic problem.
It was like a hydraulic leg. And
she blew her knee out,
work.
And we were like, why don't you get a fucking spanner out and some screws?
But he was like such a weird Dr. Frankenstein guy, he wouldn't even fix it. And she had to, like, you know, traipse around the Great Wall of China with, like, a bum leg. It was just very weird, you know, and this doctor was sort
she
of...
She fell in love with him because he made her...
Yeah,
he like fixed her like Lindsay Wagner. Like a
well,
brother.
I fell in love with
though?
All my doctors. Yeah. I will tell you, I'm going to start writing romance novels about doctors because they are hot.
So you're like, it's like Grey's Anatomy. You're just, it's Dr. McDreamy. You cream your jeans just thinking about being probed.
Examined.
Examined.
Just waiting to have that hand on you.
Sure.
The touch.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that.
Take your temperature.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Latex.
We'd like to dedicate this show to the medical fetishists out there.
Exactly.
If you have one.
Yeah, if you're into latex or...
We like to reach out to all communities.
Enemas, whatever you're into.
Sure.
I hope you're enjoying this.
Jim, I hope you're not enjoying this.
Well, Jim sent us money. I feel bad that he didn't want another sex show, but it was show 100.
Well,
and Nadia was, you know, we needed to get her in as a special guest.
Hold on. Last week, didn't we talk about Lost in Space for an hour?
We talked. We spent about 20 minutes talking about the various forms of
the Hogan family.
Of the Hogan family, yeah. The Valerie Harper sitcom. Do you know what we're talking about? There was Valerie's, and then Valerie's family, and then Valerie's family, the Hogans, then the Hogan family.
I just learned an interesting tidbit today.
Oh.
I just got a message today.
Ooh.
Apparently, the show Elf is now a hit in Turkey.
Oh,
sweet.
Wow, Elf in Turkey. That's great.
Can you imagine what a savage world we live in where Elf is like still coming out? To like, there's countries that are like, oh, have you seen this puppet? It's amazing.
But so
look at the puppet dance.
So the Elf guys have created a new revenue stream. Yeah. Turkish syndication.
The dad from Elf went to my high school.
That dad from Elf blew a black guy and smoked crack out of his dick.
Yeah, I have that Inquirer.
That explains.
No,
a lot.
He was like he became a crack addict and went gay to pay for his crack.
Wait, did the fame get to him or something?
No,
was Elf just
no,
too
it was just,
much.
I don't
fame
know. He was
him.
Like this. He's this old Jewish bald guy, and he's there smoking crack and hanging out with guys. It's great. You want to see it? I got it over there. I'll show it to you.
It's a Hall of Fame classic.
It is.
Out with your cock out.
It was great, man. He's out of control. The guy from Elf.
Yeah. So apparently now Elf is a big hit in foreign countries.
Turkey. That's good.
Yeah, that's what I found out.
It's good.
I also, anybody read the story about the world's tallest man that rescued the dolphin?
Because yeah, I heard about that. He had like long arms and could get the dolphin out of something. Is that
that's pretty sweet. Well, yeah, he was like.
Did they like fly him in?
No, he was from like Mongolia, and it was in. He had to go down to Shanghai or whatever to the aquarium or Hong Kong, and it was like the guy was like 7'10".
Because they he was remove the dolphin with like a net or something. That was the problem.
Well,
that's like the closest I've ever heard to like calling Batman or Superman.
Yeah, right.
You know, in real life,
the dolphin like ate some plastic and it got stuck in its stomach, and they couldn't get it out because the stomach would retract. If they put
so he stuck his hand down the dolphin's mouth.
And
that's what he did. Yeah.
Somehow he could. It wouldn't react to flesh. It would like close if you put metal in there. So they couldn't get it out with like tweezers. So yeah, there's the guy stuck his arm into the dolphin's mouth and pulled it out of his stomach. It's pretty sweet.
It totally sounds like one of those Fat Albert spinoff comics.
Well, this is why we need the Fantastic Four, because Mr. Fantastic could have gone and done that.
Yeah,
he could have done that.
Stretch right in there.
There
but,
we go.
But you needed a 10-foot
Well, you know what, though? When they
guy.
Remember when they were rescuing that Jessica McClure girl that fell down the well?
Right.
They got like a guy that was born with one clavicle to go down the well.
With like
and
no
get her.
Bones.
Yeah, they get guys. I worked with a comedian guy who had no clavicles.
See what's
he
sad,
was born with no like shoulder, like, not the shoulder blade, the
so
the
full body penetration.
Yeah, no, he had no collarbones.
Huh?
He was a weird
so
guy.
My dream of full body penetration could be.
Is that what you want?
Could
entire body.
He could probably penetrate your lungs. You know, he could probably get in.
He's a big fat guy.
It's sad though that we sort of have superheroes, but instead they're kind of freaks. They only
have,
like,
you get weird,
maybe one
guys.
Useful ability.
Yeah.
Guy's got like no bone in his ankle, so he can go do. But it's not really enough to really be a superhero.
No, we don't really look at that as a super. Yeah. You're still a freak, but then we use you for something, and then we can feel good about making fun of you.
You're a 10-foot tall Mongolian that can rescue a dolphin.
We make fun of you 364 days a year, and then the one day you save a dolphin.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That's good. That's what that works for me.
That's a cool story.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't see that every day.
Oh,
I heard Nadia once saved an indie rocker from backed up jizz. I heard
you say she said. You mean he
I
was,
heard that was her power?
Like it was actually like coming out of his eye sockets. It had built up that much that you had
rough.
To take care of him and actually have the make it flow out of him. And
thank goodness for that summer I spent on the dairy farm.
Actually milked him and made him release.
Actually, I have a friend who had this theory that older girls, you know, like once you start hitting 30, girls are like they get too good.
Too good at what?
Well, like the good BJs come from like younger girls.
Really?
Because when they get too old, it's like you're getting milked. It's like they know what they're doing so well that it's like, you know.
But do you want that like sort of not knowing? I don't think mine.
I kind of want to get milked, frankly, but.
I hear compliments. I'm
really?
Okay.
It was just his theory. I'm just throwing out
again,
a theory.
But then again, I mean, you know, how bad is a blowjob? Seriously.
Yeah, like, you know, that's what they say.
I'm going to come out right now and say this. It might be shocking. I don't think there is such a thing as a bad blowjob.
They say blowjob's like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still okay.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
It's exactly right.
It's exactly what it is.
I'm convinced a blowjob will solve every man's problem.
Sure.
Every man's any problem.
Yeah. I've had maybe one or two that I was like, that's teeth. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. Some girls don't know.
But I'm going to say eventually all mouth to penis contact is generally.
Well, but some girls, you know what they'll do, though? They'll stop.
Yeah.
And go, hey, that's enough. And you go, no, that's not enough.
No.
Oh, there's other body parts. Come on.
No, but girls, you know, guys.
I mean, the girl, she stops. She just stops. Well, come on.
No, if she stops, it's sometimes
lips,
it's not.
There's
it's
hands.
Not,
there's a neck. There's titties.
Well, I know, but.
God,
there's reverse cowboy.
Have you considered getting your own, like, serious satellite show where you just talk about sex all day?
I would be so perfect for that. Oh, I could just list. Lists after lists of positions.
Yeah, you feel. Yeah, those dice are feeling kind of lonely over there. You feel free to give those things.
They're so lame, though.
What do you mean they're lame? What do you? What you? What you?
Lick my ass.
Do you want me to lick your ass? I'll lick your ass.
No,
don't
care.
That's okay. See, there you go. You can't. You're not.
I wasn't
abiding
ready
by the
for that. Either. I'm wearing.
Well, whenever
like,
you're ready. Whenever you're ready.
We had an ass licking already on the show.
We did have an ass get licked a couple weeks ago. So
really?
It was girl on girl licking, but yeah. It was girl on girl. It's on our website. You can go to CoreyandJoelRadio.com and see that. Do you want me to bring it up for you?
No, but I'll post it on the Hun tomorrow. I'll be on the Hun Yellow Pages.
I turned Corey onto the Hun Yellow Pages, right? You enjoy that.
I have seen that. Yeah.
See? Yeah. See? Great minds think alike. Look at that.
Not many girls know about that.
No, but that's a guy thing. You're right about that.
The Hun is excellent.
The Hun. Describe what the Hun is for people.
Sexual intercourse, penis in vagina sex.
Explain exactly what it is. Explain what the Hun is for people that don't know. I think it's thehun.net, if I'm right about
that. No, it's thehun.com.
Is it thehun.com?
It's thehun.com.
Okay.
Yeah, you go there and you just
browse
through.
Yellow Pages.
Yeah, it's the Hun Yellow Pages.
Readers send links to just free.
Yeah, it's like
of porn.
Previews.
It could be galleries. It could be movies.
Yeah.
Things as simple as a cheerleader flashing.
Yeah.
Or there's cream pie. I mean, they use the terms too.
Yeah, they use it. They tell you exactly what it is. Sometimes you get trannies
German
and stuff on
German pissing is very hot now. Crazy German pissing.
Yeah. I'm going to say nicked on the...
Yeah, you got to... the German pissing thing I'm not into at all, so that's not...
It's very bizarre.
No, I like Polish pissing or Austrian pissing, but...
What was that toy you just had?
That is a wind-up rechargeable flashlight is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, that's good, because if you need a...
A probe?
Yeah, if you need to examine...
I was checking
range.
For damage.
Is it amateur gynecologist hour?
Could be. We haven't gotten into that, but, we've got 100 more shows to do that.
Boy, you know what? You think Hasbro or Fisher-Price would come up with that?
What's that?
Junior gynecologist.
My first gyno kid.
They make, Hello Kitty vibrators. And Ultraman vibrators.
Really?
I used to have one.
Wait, he perked up on the Ultraman vibrator.
Is it like the beta capsule that he uses to turn into Ultraman?
No,
like a vibrator.
It's the little, it looks like the more, Japanimation little Ultraman.
It's
the little short squat guy.
It's a little tiny Ultraman that goes up there?
A little super deformed
Ultraman.
You
know how Yu-Gi-Oh! Characters are real tiny and Hello Kitty's really tiny?
Sure.
Has Hello Kitty stature, but the Ultraman.
Where did you
see
this delightful item?
Between my legs.
Hi-yo!
Well, that's the best place to see it then, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got some really hot Polaroids of me in a little Catholic schoolgirl skirt and my legs spread and a little
bit folks,
off.
For the gold circle bonus club.
And then, Hello Kitty.
Yeah, the highest donator to our PayPal account will send Polaroids.
That's right, you're the winner of the lunch fund contest.
Those are hers.
Those are mine.
What if we take some new ones?
Take some new ones. I like the way you think.
What if you shoot out those sex dice across the room and from an intimate area? How would that be?
Can I?
They're very soft, though. Feel them, right? They're very squishy. They're not.
Now, Joel, your balls have nothing to do with it.
No, the sex dice.
Oh, thank you.
Mine are bigger than that. See.
Oh. And now it's wild, my ass.
See?
Did you guys see Kung Fu Hustle?
I did not. Corey, did you see that?
I did, yeah.
Do you remember when the landlady kept saying, my ass, everything, my ass?
Well, it was subtitled, so I remember reading this. Yeah.
Are you mad about your ass getting
my ass
rolled everything?
Well, it's time to wild that ass.
Go ahead, start wilding, Corey. I'll I'll play by play for everybody. She's got a pen in her pocket.
Oh yeah.
She's got a pen in her pocket. Be careful with that. Oh, the pen is going into. Oh. There you go.
Okay. All right.
Don't write any checks with that.
Some...
Right. So.
I love Corey just sticks a pen in her ass and just sits down all casual. There you go.
That's how we roll.
He dusts off his hands. Okay.
That's next, what I'm. Yeah.
Next up on the show.
All right. I just inserted a pen in a girl's ass.
Let's talk about fantasy football.
Let's talk about Murder, She Wrote. What a show that was. Huh? How about that, Angela Lansbury? Boy, that Cabot's Cove. What a town. You don't want to live there.
Can you download that anywhere?
Oh, maybe. It's on TV all the time.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, it's isn't it on the Hallmark channel or one of those? They Lifetime?
Have
one of those?
No,
yeah.
See, I have DirecTV, and I now realize that there's just 8 million channels of bullshit.
There's channels. Like, that Hallmark channel is MASH almost 24 hours a day. Nothing wrong with MASH,
There's TV Land.
Yeah.
Then there's, like, yeah, you're right, the Hallmark channel, and that's, like, they run MASH literally.
It's just all MASH.
4 or 5 episodes of MASH a day. So you can get all the MASH you ever needed. And then, like, you know, and then there's, like, TBS shows old sitcoms.
Yeah, they
and,
show
like,
old
Nick
sitcoms.
At Night shows, like, Cosby yeah,
absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. So it's,
you see, you want to get some WGN Cosby
WGN has
like,
a whole afternoon of old sitcoms.
I do a very bad Cosby.
Do they do commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did a problem with that?
No, I'm just wondering.
One of my favorite
I just
channels.
Hate paying for cable and then watching commercials.
One of my favorite channels that doesn't have commercials is Boomerang, which is Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
But they show like the old cartoons.
Oh yes, I've seen Boomerang.
See, I don't
want to
watch
a lot of Hanna-Barbera stuff.
Yeah, it's like a lot of Yogi Bear and Huckleberry
Hound. And you know what? Joe Barbera, when they were you know eulogizing him and all this stuff on TV, made some of the greatest cartoons like the old MGM Tom and Jerry's and all that stuff. And some of the shittiest pieces of animation you'll ever see in your entire
life.
Well,
Boomerang is just all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's
like
not
late
good.
At night. Yeah. Now they got this show.
The dumb alligator. Who's that?
Wally Gator.
Wally Gator. That's
you'll
horrible.
I don't like Top Cat. That's on a lot.
Yeah, Wally Gator and Top Cat and all that. Even like even like Wacky Races. I don't really care for all that much.
I like Wacky Races.
Laugh Olympics.
Like,
and, all this.
And then there's Dastardly and Muttley and their flying machines.
Yeah.
Which PJ likes.
Yeah.
Oh, the flying. Okay,
stop
I remember
that.
That
pigeon.
One.
Stop that pigeon. Yeah, PJ loves that show. But
finally, a light bulb.
That's like this is the thing. I watch like Discovery Channel. I watch like literally. I watch either like History Channel, Discovery Channel, Politics, or like Stop That Pigeon. I'd say I'm like retarded.
That's a good mix.
Yeah, I really am.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, I was addicted to Project Runway.
Well, that's because you're a woman. Women and gays.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
I was
just not for guys.
I was like, I love the creative process.
Yeah.
And then I saw America's Top Model, and I'm like, I'm never watching a reality show ever again.
Did you watch, Corey, did you watch Identity last night with Penn
God, Gillette? Is that a waste of time?
It kind of is. Like, you could do that show in 10 seconds.
Was it like the movie or something?
It is
the most padded show ever.
It's almost like the old, like, What's My Line or...
Here's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a game show.
Yeah, you have
Penn
to guess
Gillette
who
is the host.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell the truth is
Penn,
more
accurate.
Okay, and they bring out, like, 20 people or something.
Yeah.
And each of them has it is like to tell the truth, but they don't ask them any questions.
Yeah, which is completely dull without asking them questions.
Right. You just have to look at somebody and guess what they are. So let's say it would be like, who's a banker? Who's a, you know, nurse? Who's a complete whore? And then you'd be standing in like slot
and
number
no one
two.
Would guess.
I know. And they'd be like, I thought she was a nurse. And instead,
I'm the party slut. Sorry. You know.
Who is the party slut?
So the more you get, you goes up in numbers till you can make like $1 million or something. But it was just not, it was not good.
And the guy got all of them last night and it was not
well,
hard.
Well, every time they show a new sitcom, you always see the guy win.
Right, the
and then like
show.
The second show will be like three guys losing in a row. Or something.
Yeah, NBC's really pumping out these really vacuous game shows.
And you know, and now game
Make
shows
a deal or whatever it's called.
Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal.
One versus 100 is another one that they have.
Oh, one
Identity.
Versus another one. Is
then there's ABC has the Shatner show. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Show Me the Money.
I didn't
That's pretty
see
bad.
But you've never
but it's
seen
William Shatner.
Well, it's true.
Let me tell you,
it might as well be David Hasselhoff.
There was more padding on Identity than in your bra.
Oh,
I'll tell you that right. Yeah. I mean, they really stretched that thing out. That was like...
Well, is their excuse the same as mine? They only make my size and they only make padded bras for my size.
You can't get like a non... You're saying you can't get a non-padded bra in your size?
No.
I'll tell you what. It was more padded. Stretched out than a 30-year-old mother of three. you know what I'm saying? It was stretched.
I mean, I love Penn Jillette, and it's a shame that he's got to go through some garbage like that.
Thank you.
You know,
I'm getting visuals.
You only have one. So what I'm saying,
still getting visuals.
I know. What I'm saying is, it's like it would be like is this the bank teller?
Yeah.
And then, like, you'll sit there for, like, 3 minutes while the guy goes, I don't know.
And then he gets to ask his family and all kinds of crap like that.
Yeah, and his stupid family sits over there. And they, you know, and then they have, like, they'll have sometimes, like, famous people, apparently. Like, Eve Plum was in there.
Yeah. Like Ray, former Detroit Lion Ray Crockett was on there.
And I was like, that's Ray goddamn Crockett. I knew who the football player was.
You knew it.
Because he played for the Lions. Yeah. I'm like, I know who that is. Whatever. And it was like, it was so funny. It got down to, like, there were two guys left. And it was like, one was a preacher's son and one was a football player.
Yeah.
And there were two black guys left. And the guy was like, I can't decide which Negro and played in the NFL.
But the bigger guy was the preacher's son, and the skinnier guy was the football player because he was a defensive back.
Yeah, but he was wearing, like,
he's wearing athletic
shirt,
gear, yeah.
And you could see his muscles and stuff. So.
And then they have the little, and we got to start pulling some of these, those lame phrases, like when the guy reveals that he's an airline pilot.
Right.
The guy goes like, "You're cleared for takeoff," and then you know he got it right. It's like really cheesy and kind of.
Yeah, and there
good.
Was a girl who was a belly dancer, and yeah. I thought she was going to start belly dancing when she revealed who she was.
They had the female cage fighter who was like throwing punches. It was a good show.
I would have guessed she was the big bull dyke. I don't know if they had that category. For
it's
her.
Not as great as the greatest show of all time, Master of Champions.
God,
with Ox. Did you see Oksana on the forum? I put that on the forum. If you guys go over there,
I don't think she looked good in those.
Really, her body's tight. I mean, she looks like shit as far as the way she was dressed and stuff, but she's got a hot body, right? No,
I'll be the judge of that.
Go home with a broken heart.
Do you want to see Oksana? I can pull up Oksana. I'll pull it up over here, and I'll show you some Oksana Baiul. Do you know who she is? The Russian figure skater.
When they play with it, it's just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, see, Oksana, she's hot. Anyway, here's some Oksana for you. Let me pull this right up here on the old PC, so you guys can get
it's
this.
Amazing,
on.
Don't
it
you
is?
Think?
I love
can
it.
Can you
yeah.
do that?
Joel and I were deeply infatuated with this show, called Master of Champions.
Or she was like, they did like stupid talents, and then she was like an American Idol style judge on the show.
It was the most ridiculous talents. It was like, can this guy shave cheese by pulling a U-turn?
Yeah,
like, it was literally like they had a knife. Okay, out here's of the car,
oh,
and they'd have
I
to pull
think
a
okay,
now,
episode
take,
of this.
Take a look
yeah,
at this.
Yeah, I know who
there's
she
Oksana is.
There's
Oksana Baiul. Now, I contend, not that she's like the world's hottest chick, but she looks like a total party slut, and she dresses like a hoe.
Well, you know, Russian girls are known to party.
But look at
why
her.
Why is the banana?
Right? That good? Yeah, you like?
Yeah.
You in on that? Me, you, and her. What do you say? Okay, forget about me. You and her.
Oh, even better.
I'd hit that.
Yeah,
all,
I'm not afraid of heights.
Day.
I'll climb.
It's a nice pickup line.
Thank you, Exxon.
Ah, yeah.
I'd love that. Oh,
so we
please.
Were. But every time that little drunken, vodka-soaking Russian angel opened her mouth, it was pure comedy.
It was pure comedy. So we would record them.
This,
and pull them.
I never saw anyone jump bike better than you.
Never.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, you are the best BMXer I ever saw. Let's make party sex in mouth. I mean, it was
you
like,
go pogo stick high. You know,
she was like hitting
ridiculous.
On guys and stuff.
It was really dumb.
Like,
and
I like when you rev your motorbike.
They eventually pulled the show for lack of interest, and there was like. They were supposed to make 10 of them, and they showed like 3 of them. It was real disappointing.
They showed about, I don't know how many.
They showed maybe 5.
Yeah.
But there was a lot more that they would,
so
you know.
So somewhere, you're telling me in the ABC
there's a
vault
of Master of Champions.
I mean, there's some girl who can.
I'll tell you what.
Put out candles with her butt.
I will give.
And we're not seeing these.
I'll tell you what. I want the raw.
Damn shame.
I want the raw Oksana Baiul footage.
You just want her camera.
Yeah, if
from
there's
her.
Anyone that worked on that show, anyone in the production company that's a fan of ours. Send it to us, and I will let you. I don't know. You can have Cherry.
See,
Brooklyn
if we had a real
Nadia
budget on the show,
dice with
in
me.
The hot tub with Cherry
I might actually
Brooklyn.
Let you wild my ass.
Yeah, you can wild whatever you want. You, ooh,
wild between my legs.
Uh-oh.
Well,
we could
gracious.
We could say goodnight on that one if you want. We've got.
Are we running out of time yet?
Well, we've got about 10 minutes left, and you're
the best of all is wild my wild.
Yes, that is the best
that
one.
Was the name
it?
Of the show last?
That
week.
Was the name of our show 98
2 weeks ago.
Would you like to be wilded? We have only 10 minutes left here. What would you like done? What would you like us to do to you or for you? What can we do? Because we're your friends. You're one
it's
of
like
our best
pay my
guests
medical
ever.
Bills.
Yeah.
Well,
aside from that, if they send us PayPal money to send us
I brought
us
a couple kits.
Bills.
I just wanted to make a couple molds of your dicks, if you don't
oh,
mind.
Oh, okay.
So I can take
sure.
Them home
all right.
With me.
Yeah. In 10 minutes, I can do that. Sure.
Absolutely, but I want you to know that is my intellectual property, and if I see the Corey intruder on shelves.
But what if we gave her, like, if we made a mold, we could make, like, a fake one, or, like, a dildo out of, like, Corey's dick or something for you.
Right, right.
It'd be
that's
great, yeah, that's the
whole
idea,
whole
and then you could, like, have Corey all the time.
Oh, this is terrific.
I can put them over my Ultraman vibrator.
Well, that would be a kind of a dream of mine.
Corey,
you're in so much trouble.
Aww. Yeah. See, you're fucked
yeah.
now.
No, whatever.
Well, I thought your girl maybe was going to come in here. What happened?
We just didn't have time today.
Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad.
They were text messaging me from the bar, like, we want to come do the show.
Well, I'll tell you what. You have them back on here. I got a business appointment that I have to go to in a
sure.
few minutes.
Strictly business.
I actually do. I don't even want to get into what it is because Corey will just make
fuck
fun.
Fuck you, fat asshole.
Hey, I do have a business appointment, or else, believe me, this would go places. You should be thankful I have a business appointment
you
in a
have
little
a hooker,
bit.
Don't you?
No, I don't
have a lady of the night to call upon.
Believe me, if I didn't, we'd see all 36 combinations of those dice. Believe
no,
me.
No, why can't I have? Yeah.
Here's your business appointment.
I gotta go have a mind meld with these guys. So anyway.
Is this their
Zeppelin tribute? Yeah, sort of. Have we never played this on the show? Yeah.
Hey, yo, Jay.
What's up, player?
You know they don't like juggalos over there. Right?
Oh no, not the juggalos!
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta work on some stuff with these guys. So.
Check this out. It might sound.
You want me to bring you? I'll bring you over there. We can roll the sex dice.
Oh, killer clown!
You want Shaggy Two Dope to Wilder Wild? I can make that happen.
Rock chicks too. Anyway, she has a big hoop in her.
But she's all getting hot and bothered by the thought.
I wanna vomit.
Anyway, that's what I got to do. That's why we can't.
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that.
Believe me, I'd throw you right in the hot tub any other night. But you know,
yeah, the hot tub is exactly what I was thinking.
Well,
of.
You know, whatever.
Or morphine. I was thinking morphine.
Whatever. We'll get you morphine. We'll get you hot tubs. Whatever you want.
I want some fentanyl.
Oh God.
I got some muscle relaxers. Does that work for you? I'm gonna blow a hole in your. She's daydreaming of drugs right now. So we should really say goodnight, Corey, and wish any.
Where are you people? On dope.
Well, let's look back. We have a few minutes. Let's look back on 100 shows together.
I think since we really didn't do anything for this show, we need to.
We will probably have to do a retrospective.
You know, I think
we're
start.
I know. Where were the fireworks? Where
was
the magic?
What's 100 shows? I don't
when
know.
When is our 2-year anniversary?
Our 2-year anniversary would be, I believe, at the end of March
right.
of 07. And we could do a live show.
So
for
I think
that.
What we should do is
things.
Pull clips and start building up towards that.
Okay, well that's a possibility.
Yay!
Yay! And you've made some Hall of Fame clips again.
You've made
today.
Some, and when I wild between
you've done
your
it
legs,
again.
That'll be the final.
Shot.
Anyway,
this, oh, I did. Thank you. Thank you. Stick another one in my ass.
Yeah, that was all right.
Well, that's show number 100. Stick another one in my ass for you.
The show will be called "Thanks to Jim for." Sending us money.
That's true.
He was great. But that is a Christmas time thing, and we like to give.
Oh, I'll send soiled panties if people want to send money.
Ooh!
Well, folks, there it is.
Wait, let's negotiate.
Let's
how much
keep that
for
in
those?
Writing.
How much for those? Like, if a guy PayPal's me, like, do I have to cut you in on that, or is that just, are you donating those to the show?
Well, I'd like you to put just, you know, some proceeds into the titty fund.
Oh, into the, oh, okay. Mm. So basically, how much for the panties then, would you say? Like, how much does a guy have to send in to get your soil panties?
Oh, no, it's your donation. You know, I'll see your donation.
But I mean,
then
you can't
I'll
have
decide
a,
then.
Oh, you'll decide. So if they send in their donation.
With the donation.
With how soiled.
Maybe a letter, a photograph,
with an address.
Some instructions.
Yes.
I'll take instructions.
So if Sparky.
A letter.
So if Sparky sends you a picture of himself and, you know, 20 British pounds, then you might be getting some underwear.
Pull a bag over your head.
How about that?
What about just random cock pics? Will you accept those? Can our listeners do that for you?
Wow, yes, definitely. And tits.
Like
I'll take
tits.
I'm
going to
tell you something right now. If you want to
like
see
what turns you on.
If you want to see random cock pics, just post on Craigslist. Make something fake up on Craigslist and wait for guys to start
I'll just say I want to see your random
Oh, you can see.
Oh, I got to tell you this. This was great. You would love this story. You know, I went to a town called Sturgis, Michigan over the weekend to do some comedy.
And what a metropolis that is.
This is down near Indiana. And one of the greatest things happened to me, and I've always read about this, is a thing called the Comedy FAQ. It's something you read when you're starting out in comedy. It's on the internet. I don't know where you find it exactly. But they give these advice about when you go on the road to do comedy. And one of their things that they wrote, and I read this years ago, before, you know, when I was starting out, and it said, if you're staying in a hotel room, always check between the mattresses to see if businessmen left porno in there. Rather than going out and buying your own porno, see it. And, you know, I remember starting out and I used to check and I never, it was just like what a corny slipping line that is.
Housekeeping?
Yeah, no, but you, yeah.
Housekeeping!
Yeah, so that was the rules. Like, always check between the mattresses. So lo and behold, I'm bored the other night in Sturgis. It's after the show. I checked between the mattresses.
And there was a copy of Club from 1978.
There was a treasure trove of adult magazines, including two copies of Playboy, a gallery, and two Penthouse variations were all between the mattresses the other night. Isn't that great? Oh, and also, no, there's one other thing. There was also an Ohio Swingers connection in there, which was disgusting, and I didn't even bring it home.
Swingers, like, is that... Like,
it was like a swingers. Yeah,
if
it was
people
like
don't like the music of Benny Goodman.
No,
what's the natural stuff called?
It was amateur. No, it was basically personal
natural.
Ads. It was like big pictures of big.
Well, all
bushes.
You know, I
and
get
cocks,
those
and with a PO box number underneath and saying if you live in Canton and you're looking for a wild time. You know, here's my cock. I'm looking for a
people
bi couple.
People send me MySpace messages like that. Do they really? All the
It's kind
time.
Of amazing that magazines like that can survive
with,
after the internet.
With the internet, yeah, and it was recent. It was from 2006, and I was disgusted by every page. I tell you,
that
I
would
was,
be one of the first industries. Horrible. The internet ruins everything, but that's one industry that would
swinger die. Magazines.
You
yeah.
think that would go fast?
But no, I guess they're still living on. So you can check that out. Did you know that you can go get a Michigan Swinger, and look at that.
As if you need to.
Yeah, really. Really.
You can check and see that your ad
not
copy is correct.
No.
Anyway. Whatever
my
you need.
Ad copy.
Yeah, make sure everything came out right. I don't know. I you don't but see you're such a hoe, you don't even need the ad.
Maybe
that's,
you could
that's gotta be for desperate
yeah, they
horny
come
people.
To me,
yeah, you
know?
Have no problem. Your dance card is full with penis and vagina, isn't it?
You know, I kinda wish it was lately.
Really? It hasn't been? It's been on a
No. People aren't
hit a dry spell.
Well,
you know, I'm sorry. The show. I wish we could do more. I don't know.
I like machines.
Machines actual
are
like
a girl's best friend.
Really?
We use a large vibrating egg.
Would that work for you, Corey? Go outside. I've got my.
I've got some equipment.
Corey, I've got my Ryobi drill right outside the door. No, seriously, go get it. I'm not kidding. Go right out there. Go get it. No, it's right out there.
I have it right here.
Come on, I got 18 volts of goodness.
Yeah.
Let's go get it. I'm not going to go
like that, baby?
Corey.
Take that.
Corey.
I got it. I'm using it.
I know. I'm so quiet. I'm like feeling so peaceful right now. Like, that's just what I need.
All right. Well, anyway, let's get out of here. Let's say goodnight. We can, Nadia, any final words for our listeners here? It's holiday time. Are you thankful for your health and your well-being and...
I just want to know what you guys are getting me for Christmas.
Well,
no, I'm kidding. Yeah, I am thankful for all that stuff.
Well,
no,
that's good.
I'm happy to be here, and Merry Christmas.
And we're
happy
to have you back.
We're happy to have you back.
Yay.
We're happy to have 100 great shows under our belts and more to come, and that's why we're so fat. We've got 100 shows
under
our belts.
If you'd known when you're in that hospital bed that someday Joel would try and take your bra off with one hand, you'd have something to live for. And I think that vision...
Oh, and I should thank you, too, because you had the that benefit at the
we did,
at the bar.
At
Corey
the Motor Lounge.
Was,
yeah, and Joel stopped
and
by.
We, and we went up and gave a little speech, and then
yeah.
A guy from a band heckled us, and we punched him in the nose. It was great.
Oh, what a douche.
Yeah, thank you for coming out.
Yeah, we did that.
You know, you had a lot of friends, and that was a great
yeah.
night.
Yeah, we had friends, out. Just people that I know that don't even know you that
generally,
came out.
People
want, yeah,
you know, people ask me to do benefits, and I'm like, look, I know how to not make money. On my own. But that was a benefit well worth doing.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway.
Thank you.
Let's get out of here. You've got one more song from Belle and Sebastian
yeah,
and the
right.
Christmas album. And we'll
Happy
get out of here.
And I want peace on earth, goodwill to men, and some sex dice for everybody in this
Everyone
stocking.
Should have sex dice. So
absolutely.
$5.98 at your local adult novelty store. You can get the
all
sex
right.
dice.
All right. Well,
so.
Nadia.
All right.
Ho,
Let's
ho,
get out
so.
Of here.
Soiled panties for a dollar.
No. Soiled panties. Donate on PayPal. Go to
CoreyRadio.com. Hello, lady.
Yeah,
come
please.
On. Let's raise those.
Yeah, you can get Corey's underwear for
I'm
a dollar.
Just
if you want Nadia's, it's going to cost you.
You'll get some homeless ladies' underwear.
We're out of here, guys. We'll catch you next time on the Corey and Joel Radio Show. Good night. Merry Christmas. Mazel tov.
I took some time for Christmas. Thought about the Lord. Left my work behind me, I laid down my silver sword. My workmates, they were puzzled, I tried to make a deal. You're crazy and you dream too much, I guess that's how I feel, I know.
That's exactly how I feel.
I took some time for Christmas, the people rushed about.